Big event happening, ladies and gentlemen. And I love the fact that Island Federal and Chris Murray does great job, Vice President of Marketing. And, of course, our good pal, Mr. Bernard Macias, the director of AARP in the region. And both on the line, I do believe, to help us and decipher it all. We say good morning to Chris. And good morning,
Jay, how are you, buddy?
Bernie, how are you guys?
Good morning. We're here to talk about all the wonderful things that we're doing to have people protect themselves against scams and frauds.
There you go. Chris, how you been? All right? Everything okay?
I've been great, Jay. How you been, bud?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. You know, I tell you, when it comes to scams and everything else and seniors, and we talk about this all the time, you guys have been right on it. Nobody better than you two regarding this stuff. First of all, we got an event coming up this Saturday. Chris, is there an event coming up, a shredding deal on Saturday?
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a couple events going on. So we've teamed up with Bernard and the team at AARP to host a whole shred event series. Kicks off this Saturday out in Suffolk County. We got two events happening at our branches in Selden and Sayville. Then next Saturday, we're heading to Nassau in Belmore and Hicksville and wrapping it up on May 4th here in Hopog. So we're bringing a shred near you to anybody who's looking to get that done.
Love it. Love it. So let me just reiterate here. It's this Saturday in Selden on Middle Country Road, folks, 10 to 12. 10 to 12, 10A, 12B. And Sable on Sunrise Highway. These are at the locations, Island Federal Credit Union we're talking about. And Sable on Sunrise, that'll be from 1 to 3. And very important there, AARP, obviously partnering and everything else. You can reserve a spot now at AARP.org/NYStopScams. All presented by the great AARP Long Island and Island Federal. That's where membership means more. And, of course, Bruno Macias does such a wonderful job, the Associate State Director at AARP. When we talk about recycling and shredding and everything else, got to be careful, Bernie, because you do not want the thieves involved. That's right. I'm talking about, you know,
the recycling bin.
Elaborate a little bit. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. You want to prevent garbage theft. It is such a thing. I mean, shred any papers that contain private information like old financial statements, bills, you know, shipping receipts, anything with your mailing address, you know, before putting them out for pickup, because that's a good way to avoid identity theft. You know, you don't want to, you could invest in a good cross-cut shredder, of course, but here we are with Island Federal, and we're offering free document shredding events across the island. So you said it. You know, you want to reserve a spot now at AARP.org/NYStopScams.
Yeah, very important. See, I'm full, Chris. I'm the foolish one. You know, because, you know, I'm going through papers and everything else. Maybe old tax stuff that's so not needed. And you know, you put it in a nice little plastic garbage bag, you tie it up, you put it in the can. But then, you know, you got some feelings saying, hey, man, wait a minute, that's all my personal info. And all it takes is one guy, right? Gets the bag, they dump it in the truck, who knows what happens from there, right? We don't know. So, in essence, you got to be careful of stuff like that, Chris, right?
Absolutely.
Don't be like me.
To Bernard's point, yeah, totally agree.
You know? Shred the stuff. Shred. That's why these events to take place and everything else.
Yeah, you know, okay, you know, criminals don't hesitate to go into a dumpster if they have to, and they'll pull your valuable, sensitive personal information from there. So, again, you know, shredding continues to be a great, important step in preventing identity theft and fraud.
No doubt about it. Chris Murray, Island Federal, and, of course, Mr. Macias here with AARP. I just want to talk to the folks with you guys about, you know, protection. How do you protect yourself from fraud and everything else? Let's delve into mail fraud, Bernie and Chris, because mail fraud is running out there. It's out there in a big way. What should people do? How do you kind of avoid being a victim? Let's get into a couple of things. Bernie, start us off with mail, the mail that you get.
Well, I mean, to stop mail fraud at the mailbox, there is a free service through the U.S. Postal Service called Informed Delivery. And the agency will email photos of letter-sized mail expected to be delivered to you that day and shortly thereafter. So that's one way, to ensure that nothing's stolen from your mailbox by identity thieves. So, but another way is just pick up your mail as quickly as possible after it's delivered. I mean, always take your outgoing mail directly to the post office. And as far as checks go from the mailbox, I mean, erasing the ink or using them to steal from bank accounts. So that's a hot fraud, right?
Yeah.
So that's another reason why you want to pick up your mail as possible, as quickly as possible after it's delivered. And again, always take your outgoing mail directly to the post office.
Yeah, it's a good point. And Chris, one of the biggest things, they call whitewashing. That's a big thing. Where people are driving around, right? They're driving around, mail's delivered, whatever time in the afternoon, and they're looking at mail. They're opening mailboxes, and they're looking for checks. And what they do is, folks, they take the check and they whitewash it, meaning they cross out, in some sort of fashion, a name, put their own in there, maybe change the amount, and all of a sudden, guess what? You got a scam in place. So, Chris, as best as anyone being at the bank. I mean, this is a prime focus right now, this type of fraud.
Jay, I'm really happy you brought this up because now everyone's very concerned about AI, video deepfakes, and things like that, and understandably so, but we get a little lackadaisical sometimes and forget that fraudsters have been using these techniques for decades, like taking checks from mailboxes and whitewashing. So I'm really happy you brought that up because we can't rest on our laurels and forget that those methods are still out there as well. So to Bernard's point as well, if you are going to send a check, the best way, if possible, bring it straight to the post office and have it dropped off. Don't have it sitting in your mailbox. If possible, use a very dark, heavy gel-based ink. That's much harder for fraudsters to whitewash and use. These little steps can really go a long way in not making you a target, because if your identity is stolen or fraud is committed, of course, Island Federal, your bank, is going to work with you to make it right, but nobody needs that. It's time-consuming. It's stressful. So if you can eliminate that, go ahead and take these small steps now to make yourself not a target for all these fraudsters.
No doubt about it. If you're expecting a check, maybe you have it sent overnight so that you be home. It's coming the next day. If you're working, the mail's in the box, you get home. And, listen, anything can happen, folks. You got to be careful of this stuff. Talking with Bernie Macias, AOP, and Chris Murray, Island Federal. Bernie, the other thing, you and I have spoken about this before. In phishing calls, Burn, and text and emails and click and links. And, the biggest thing I always tell people that are close to me is don't click on it. Don't click. If you're not sure, you don't click on it. Bernie, right? You and I discussed this.
Sure. No, I mean, clicking is online clicks to fake addresses is one way for them to steal your identity. You just have to learn how not to engage these days, sadly. But you're under no obligation to respond to a text, to respond to a call, to respond to an email from strangers. Do you know this person? Especially given that, so many out there are fraudulent. So you should just be vigilant. I often say to people, DTA, don't trust anyone. That's where we've gotten, but that's a one way to protect yourself. Trust your instinct. If something doesn't sound right, run it by someone that you trust and just take that extra time to think about it before you click, before you respond to a call, before you respond to an email or a text.
No doubt about it. We're talking fraud, what you need to know, and scams, and everything else. And, you know, Chris, just to kind of piggyback what Bernie was talking about, you know, when it comes to the bank and everything else, you know, if you're not sure, you get a call from a bank, and maybe it's a little sketchy, you know, hang up, call back the financial institution. I mean, that's the best way to do it. I don't trust anything. I get calls all the time. My goodness. First of all, if I don't recognize the number, I don't even answer it. But that's kind of a surefire way. Call back the bank, right, Chris?
Absolutely. And to your point there, Jay, you say you don't recognize numbers, but the scary thing is it's an arms race, right? Luckily, yeah. The phone companies, the providers are working to help protect people, but at the same time, the fraudsters are also trying to find new ways. So one of the most common things we see, unfortunately, is with the spoofing and the masking of the numbers.
Yeah.
So the number that comes up on your caller ID might be that 631-851 number that you think you know. So you think you're talking to the bank. Never feel you're inconveniencing the person by saying, listen, I don't feel comfortable, let me call you back. Our entire staff and team here at Island Federal is trained. We say, of course, we encourage that. Call us back. That way you know the number you are calling and you know you're talking to the people you think you're talking to. So never feel, if they pressure you, say not to do it, hang up. Because that's right away a red flag that person is trying to get you to not hang up and call them back. Immediate red flag. Never be afraid to say, do you mind if I call you back at your direct number? Always the best thing you can do.
No doubt about it. I got a call last week from some guy who said he was from Homeland Security. I kid you not. I hung up the phone on him. It just didn't sound kosher to me, you know? And that's what it is.
Yeah.
You got to decipher, and you got to tell your loved ones, especially in the elder years, do not answer the phone if you're not sure. And you got to drum that into their heads, really. It's too much of that. Too much of that going on. Very important stuff. Talking with Bernie and Chris, with big events happening this weekend and everything going on, regarding shredding some important documents, doing it the right way. And it's about monitoring potential fraud, right, Bernie? I mean, it's having access to, you know, maybe a credible credit monitoring service, very helpful there. And those type of services that you trust, guys, will alert you of any sudden credit score changes here. So it's very important also to kind of monitor what's going on, right, Bern?
Right, yeah. You should always, you should routinely check your credit report. And you know, many credit card companies provide it for free. And if not, you could always go to an annual credit report and receive that. You should freeze your credit report. You can go to all three credit bureaus and do that. And that's a good way to prevent scammers from, you know, opening up credit cards, making big purchases, you know, yeah. And then you can unfreeze it when you need to, right? For your own legitimate transactions, you can unfreeze it. But a good site to learn more about how to freeze your credit, what to do in case of identity theft, is identitytheft.gov. And there you can get a lot more information.
Important stuff. And Chris, you know, I have set up for me, like, for instance, from experience, if I have any major changes, you know, they give me alerts all the time. If, you know, even if I've used a credit card a little too much, you know, that's the way they factor in with the scores and everything. But, you know, I'll be alerted. And that's the thing that people should be aware of, too. You know, just make sure if you have Experian, TransUnion, Equifax, three agencies, they'll alert you. They'll alert you the right way if something's going on, right?
Absolutely. And Jay, to your point, it's important to get it, and to Bernard's point as well, from a trusted source. Do not go to Google, type in credit monitoring, and give your social security number to the first response that comes up.
Bingo.
We highly recommend do it through, as Bernard mentioned, your credit card company. Here at Island Federal, all of our members get free credit monitoring updated every 24 hours right inside your online banking and inside your Island Federal app. So you know that source has been vetted, trusted, and secured by your banking partner. So we highly recommend using a service that's trusted and authenticated. Do not just find some random company online and start giving them your credit card numbers and social security number, because you want to make sure you're getting that information from a trusted source, like one of the major providers you mentioned. And also, if God forbid you ever do become victim of fraud, identifying it immediately and quickly will help you resolve it so much faster. Whereas if you don't have that monitoring, you might not find out until months or years down the road, and it can become a real headache. So definitely, you know, an educated consumer is the best consumer out there. Do what you can to arm yourself to protect yourselves from these fraudsters.
There's plenty out there, and that's why, folks, these events coming up this weekend, we told you about in the beginning, the shredding events. They'll do it the right way. Held over at the Island Federal Credit Union. It'll start this Saturday. You have Selden, 920 Middle Country Road. We'll talk more about this tomorrow, guys, too. From 10 to 12 also in Sable, the Island Federal Credit Union. It's on Sunrise Highway from 1 to 3. You can reserve a spot now at arp.org/NYStopScams. Very important stuff. I'll tell you, two guys here who know the business as best as anyone. My good pal, Mr. Bernard Macias. What a wonderful job, the Associate State Director at ARP, and of course, the great Chris Murray, Vice President of Marketing at Island Federal. Guys, very well done, and hopefully we've shed a little bit of light. Get that? Shed? Shred? Forget it. Hopefully we have shed a little bit more light. This is what happens at the end of a show, guys. It gets silly. But we'll keep an eye on things and know this. You are welcome any time to convey important messages, okay? That's what we're here for.
Thank you, Jake. Jake.